And welcome to I Can Become. My name is Riley and I'm 10 years old. I live in Lagos, Wigo, Oregon, and I like to draw, bake, and cook. When I grow up, I want to be a chef. I really want to know more about becoming a chef, so my friends at I Can Radio have arranged for me to talk to Manchi, a professional YouTuber and chef. I want to ask Manchi something about being a chef and what she wanted to be when she grew up. So let's get cooking.
Okay, Riley.
Yeah, it's so nice for you to join us today.
Thank you for, you know, the choosing me.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself.
Me, I'm just, you know, Manchi, and I'm just running my website, teaching Korean cooking. And also I have a YouTube channel, and also I cookbook author.
So what did you want to be when you were a kid?
When I was young, I wanted to become a teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was elementary school, and my mom was a school teacher, and then new teacher came, and she's so friendly. She's my kind of a class teacher. And I thought that, oh, when I become, you know, just grow up, I like to be her, you know. So really good influence, yeah.
So how did you come to love cooking?
Since I was young, maybe your age, I was interested in cooking. And I started with, you know, setting table kind of things, you know, when mom was not around, you know, home. And then I just kind of, for my siblings, I set the table and sometimes, you know, reheat the soup, you know, the rice, kind of things. But always interested in how to make matchsticks. So something matchstick radish. And when I went to the high school in Seoul, I just grew up in kind of a small city in southern part of Korea. And then from high school, I went to Seoul. And then in Seoul, I met new friends, totally brand new friends. Those guys become my best friends. So we all foodies. We used to cook, you know, in turn their house. Sometimes they come to my house in the cooking. And then we doesn't mean that we make rice and soup, just we make like a fruit bowl, donuts, and some kind of snack. And then had a great time. So when I make some dish like kimbap. Kimbap is a seaweed rice roll. Those guys love it. Wow, it's so delicious and you're so fast. So, and then kind of really encouraging me. And then I knew that I'm really kind of a fast cook. And also, you know, everybody loves my food. Yeah, so that's it. So I'm very interested in cooking delicious food since high school.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So what would you say are some good skills for me to learn now so I can become a good chef?
I think that, you know, become a really good chef, I think you need to know, you know, some taste. So no matter who they are, even me, I mean, you know, just home cook, but still to make a delicious food, and then you need to kind of taste it. And also this, when I eat something, I don't want to be interrupted. Somebody start the conversation, I'm just quiet, and then I focus on my food. When I eat my fish, and then my fish only focus on, okay, this is well cooked, or just I cooked too much. You know, something like always thinking the saltiness is rice saltiness. And then always, in case of some spicy food, this is too much spicy and taste crispiness. So I always, you know, every day when I taste my own food, and then I'm always focused on food. So I think chef restaurant chef, they should be able to, you know, find out this kind of, you know, taste. And also this dish go well. Which dish? So something mix and match, they need to know. And also another thing is that just you should know something like ingredients. You know, some ingredients, cabbage came, and the cabbage is between the leaves, there are a lot of dust. It looks very clean, but inside dirty. Also onion, same. You know, so onion inside, and then there is all dirt. So you need to wash, you know, you should know how to wash. So basic kind of ingredient you should get to know, and then how to. And also if you go up more and then slice, how to make matchsticks, kind of slowly learning. That's what I did. And, you know, matchsticks, I just, since I was young, I could do very well.
So did like your parents or your siblings teach you how to do that, or did you just learn on your own?
I never learned from my mom, you know, so, but I just learned by myself.
Oh, wow.
And my friends made some special dish. And then her version is more delicious than mine. I gotta learn. So what is the tip of the Korean, you know, some fried kind of chicken? What make you this so crispy, long last? And she gave me, you know, some the you know, tip, okay, double fry, something like that. So I learn from here and there, just the learning.
What do you think I should focus on at school to become a good cook?
I studied in Korea. They teach me some cooking classes sometimes. That's my favorite class. And then we made some croquette, you know, so we teacher taught us. And then that was a really fun time. I learned a lot of nutrients. Okay, it has vitamin C, contains a lot of vitamin B, you know, what is good for your body, something like basic information. I still learned a lot from there, from my old young age. And kind of things, so whatever your chance you have in your school, and then it has something to do with, I can learn these things. I like to this, you know, piece of knowledge. I like to keep this. So, you know, and then it accumulate, right? And then later, you know, they're really more than your friends.
So what has been like your favorite moment as being a cook?
I'm sharing my recipe on YouTube. And when I most kind of make me happy is that somebody made that follow my recipe and they shared this with family, friends, and then everybody was happy. Then when I hear that, I'm so happy. And one example recently, one lady, I made my recipe bread rolls. We call this roll pan, you know, so roll pan. And in the video, I shared my little story. When my children were kids, I made this bread, still warm. And when they came home, and then I just gave them with milk and strawberry, homemade strawberry jam. They still remember, they are adult. They still remember, mom, that was so delicious. I put them in the Tupperware. So this kind of little story, I share this story. And one lady, sent me a message. She said, Mangchi, I followed you and I made this roll pan, and then my children come just like you did. I just gave them, and then we were thinking about you. That made me so happy. So I, that's such a good idea to share my recipe on YouTube. Never met those guys, but they just treat me like relatives. So, you know, so really a good chance to get to know people. Yeah.
Is that why, like, you started posting your work on YouTube, or was
I never expected that this kind of thing happening. Just for fun and my hobby, you know. So at the time, I was working as a family counselor in Canada, 2007. I was living in Canada. I came to America 2008. So I was working for nonprofit organization, and then I started YouTube. So I never expected, you know, it's going to be a really big, you know, I have many readers. But once I posted my recipe, kimchi recipe, Korean 된장찌개 recipe, people keep asking me, what's next? Bibimbap, please. What about the chicken, spicy Korean spicy chicken, please? And japchae, please. They keep asking me, okay, sure. And then made me so, you know, feel really happy. And then this is such a good, you know, good hobby. And then I thought that, like, this is I have some fun meeting all kinds of people from all around the world. So I was, and my subscriber just going up and up and up. And then I was, what? Some people watch my video? You know, I was kind of, you know, at first I was shocked. But more and more people keep coming, and I just keep doing what I'm doing.
What is the hardest part about being a chef?
Oh, in case of me, and I made a cookbook, two cookbooks. Each one, it took 3 years. So that was a really, really challenging time. So now some publishers asked me to make a third book. So I said, oh, no, no, no. Just I need time. Please give me time. So really, I'm afraid to make a cookbook.
So what is something you wish you knew as a kid to become a cook or a chef?
If I had known that I would be like sharing my recipe with people all around the world when I was young, probably I should have learned more. So my grandmother's food, that, you know, some like a really colorful rice cake kind of bowls. And then just I remember only. And also my another grandmother, my father's side grandmother, some kind of a, she went to the ocean and then pick up some kind of a clams. She brought the fresh caught clams and then just the cleaning, chop it up and with some flour and mix it together and kind of a fish sauce and mix it together and a lot of green chili pepper, chopped green chili pepper. And then we have a huge family. So usually vacation, during the summer vacation time, I go to my grandmother's house and then rice, really big, huge cauldron pot. And then they make, you know, barley rice. So rice is boiling and then they need to season kind of with lower heat. And then at the time, the kind of a dough, the what is the mixture, she put it there. And then 10 minutes after, it is all steams. Rice is done and also the one side dish is done. So hot. And that dish is so delicious. And then kind of a, now I can explain this way, but not exactly even my memory is right or wrong, you know, I'm not sure. If I knew that I would be, you know, sharing my recipe with so many people, probably I should have learned a lot, you know, the recipe.
Yeah.
And cookies, you know, kind of things. Yeah.
So what is your favorite Korean food or like other food?
I love all kinds of food, even spaghetti, my favorite, or spaghetti on steak. Also, I love steak. But my real favorite food, rice, soup, and kimchi. These three things never get tired. If I go to the steakhouse, you know, in New York City, very nice steak, I really enjoy. And then coming home, something missing. I want some a piece of kimchi, you know. So rice, soup, and kimchi.
Those are all like very simple things.
Mm-hmm. But never get tired of because mm-hmm. I'm Korean. Yeah.
Those are some of my favorites too.
Oh yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
I should interview you.
What is like your favorite dish to make?
That I, you know, I can tell you that some dipping soda. Have you ever heard that Korean samjang? It's a mixture of Korean bean paste, fermented soybean paste, and gochujang mixture. And then I used to use sugar, you know, when I was in Korea, but I use these days apple because apple is, I don't have to add sugar. So apple, chop it up, the apple, and then it is very crispy, that dipping sauce is crispy and right amount of, you know, sweetness. So I'm mixing together with lots of sesame oil, sesame seed, garlic, and green onion. I add this and then I buy some kind of organic, you know, grown some lettuce, kind of a few different kinds of lettuce, and then just rice. Rice is always in the refrigerator. So just heat it up, and then I wrap it with the dipping sauce, or lots of dipping sauce, because I use a lot of, you know, apple, and then eat.
What is your best advice for me?
I think to become chef, first, you need a passion. Even me, I should have a passion. You know, so passion is, I love what I'm doing, right? So, and people's leaving comment, and then I just take it seriously. And then I answer same answer all the time, and the passion. And then especially chef who is working for a good restaurant, those guys also very creative. So when I go to the, you know, New York restaurant, sometimes they're like, wow, so pretty. The presentation, amazing. But if they make all the time same presentation, I will get tired of this. Oh, I know that, you know. But they are always changing. So chef at the restaurant, their job is like a lot of job, you know, compared to me. I think my job is I'm just stick to my authentic food because that's what I love. But you know, the chef is different, so you need to be very creative and then all the time. Oh, you know, my mom makes spaghetti this way, and then maybe if I become chef, how can I make this more kind of standing out? It's always open to be creative.
Do you have any questions for me?
Since when you were interested in me, my cooking?
Well, I've just kind of grown up watching your videos with my mom or just making your recipes. So I would say maybe like a few years.
Good. Wow, you must be so interested in, you know, you should become chef someday.
Thank you so much. It was so great to meet you.
Great meeting you too, Riley. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Riley. Today, I have learned that basic skills are really important, along with presentation and creativity. What do you want to be when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at I Can? Just visit iCanRadio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest Mangchi for coming to the show. Because of you, I now know that I can become a chef. Tune in next time for when Jaden learns what it takes to become a singer.